Hello everyone, my name is Elijah Derry, minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbath Time Foundation, out of the 12th Hour, Little Hill, Texas. Today is May 16, 2017, or is it 2021. We will start our first service today with a song entitled, Ascend Alive. As a call comes ringing over the restless way, send the light, send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light, send the light. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, that is shining from shore to shore. Send the light, blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore, forevermore. We have heard the Macedonian call today, send the light, send the light. And a golden altar at the cross we lay, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore, forevermore. Let us pray that grace may every world abound. Send the light, send the light. And our gospel Lord Spirit everywhere be found. Send the light, send the light. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, and let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore, forevermore. Let us not grow weary in the work of love. Send the light, send the light. Let us gather joy for a crown of gold. Send the light, send the light. Send the light, blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore, forevermore.
Part 28, Gentiles, we're in 1 John chapter 2, first epistle of John. Start with verse 1. My little children, these things write I unto you that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Yeshua Messiah, the righteous. Now, when we read that scripture, we think in terms of that he's talking to the Jews. But he's talking to the Gentiles. He's telling them that they sin not. And how do they come to the place where they have been joined with the saints? They have been joined with the saints of the house of Israel, that the apostles were converting to the kingdom, to the everlasting kingdom of David. They were converting them, and so John is telling them, my little children, these things write I unto you that you sin not, and if any man sin, he says, we have an advocate. Now, John is he's a Judahite. He's a Hebrew Israelite. And he's saying now that we is a pronoun, plural, meaning you Gentiles and we Hebrew Israelites, we have an advocate now, because you have joined the everlasting covenant, and you have joined the house of Israel, and you have accepted Yahshua and his blood is sprinkling for remission of sins, and you have accepted the sanctuary service that is governed by the laws of Moses. You have accepted the transition from the old economy to the new economy, the new and living way, Hebrews 10:20. So now we have an advocate if we do sin here in this kingdom. We're in the kingdom of grace. Because it says in Luke 17:20, so the kingdom of Yahweh cometh not with the observation, but the kingdom of Yahweh is within you. That's if you accept and repent and accept of all of his conditions of the sanctuary, get rid of your sins, then if somehow, someway you do sin, and you can go read Psalms 19 on that. David went through the same thing. And I'm going to go read Psalms 19 right now as a prelude to our sermon to lay a foundation for the different types of sins that you may have to deal with. And David, he is saying here in Psalms 19, he says, verse 7, the law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Yahshua is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Yahweh are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eye. The fear of the Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Yahweh are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, and than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in the keeping of them there is a great reward. So if you keep all the statutes and commandments, the daily, follow everything as laid down in the law of Moses, as printing out and spelling out all the different requirements and so forth. Then it says, David says here in Psalms 19:11, moreover by them is thy servant warned, and in the keeping of them there is a great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from the secret faults. Cleanse me from secret faults. I don't want to maintain secret faults in my life. I don't want to hold on to an irritable thing in my body. If I have something that causes irritation, it's because of a secret fault I have. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sin. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. So he says, keep me back from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me, and then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Yahweh, my strength and my redeemer. So he's talking about Yahshua as his redeemer, the Son. So he's saying, O Yahshua, my strength and my redeemer. This is who David is really addressing all through this chapter. So I'm going to go ahead now and go back and read Psalms 19, verses 1 up to 7. The heavens declare the glory of Yahweh, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words unto the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it. and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Verse 7, for the law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul, and the testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple. All right, let's go back now to 1 John chapter 2, verse 2. And he is the propitiation for our sins. Now here, John is using this plural pronoun, including disciples and the Jews, the Hebrews, and the Gentiles together. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. So, anybody in the whole world outside of the Jews and Gentiles that were joined together there, he says, he's the propitiation for our sins here, locally, but not ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Okay, now the believer's life in the Yeshua, and hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word in him verily is the lover of the Yahweh perfected. So here it is right here. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word in him verily is the love of the Yahweh perfected. Now if you keep, it says the word that includes the whole law, James 2:10, whosoever shall keep the whole law yet offend in one point is guilty of all. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment. So he's telling these Gentiles, he says, I'm not writing no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment, which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word. Okay, now what does it mean? Which you have heard from the beginning. Alright, now what is this word? You go to the book of John, and you go there, and it's John chapter 1. You go to the book of John, chapter 1, and it tells you what that word is, 1:14. It says the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And also John in chapter 1, verse 1, it tells about the word was with Yahweh in the beginning, using that word beginning, and the beginning was the word. Well, when was the beginning? The beginning of the creation of this world. And the word, which is Yahshua, in the flesh, verse 14, was with the Father. And the word was also in the Father. The same was in the beginning with the Father. Okay, all things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. So everything was made by Yahshua. And without him, there was not anything made. So Father and the Son worked together as a team. Okay, so now it says in verse 8, 1 John chapter 2, verse 8, again, a new commandment I write unto you, which saying is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. I witness that very thing. I remember when I was in Trumbet working with Brother Johnson, I remember how it was very evident that Yahweh had put us together to work as a team. And it was very prophetic. And that I knew that there was a wedge driven in between us. I knew from the beginning, clear on to the end. And that wedge was never removed. So Yahweh removed it. He removed the wedge. And the wedge was a whole family of Kermit, outside of myself and my wife and one other. So it says, because of hatred, because of a deep-rooted hatred. And that's exactly what made fulfillment Kermit in 2002. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness. So down deep inside, there was a deep hatred there. And walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. He let that hatred seed be beneath the surface, and it blinded his eyes to the reality of the truth. Verse 12, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, Father, because you have known him. That is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. So he says, I'm writing unto you because you have known the Father. Otherwise, you wouldn't have accepted his Son. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. Okay. So you have known him. You met him in person. Yahshua walked this earth. And you knew him from the he was from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of Yahweh abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. So these Gentiles had made quite a step. They had accepted the truth, joined the kingdom with the Hebrews at the head of it, took their place in their proper place, and now John is addressing them because they have known him from the beginning, because ye are strong, and the word of Yahweh abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. How's that for getting to the point? If you love the world, then the love of the Father is not in you. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of the Yahweh abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time, as you have heard, that the anti-Messiah shall come. Even now are there many anti-Messiahs, whereby we know that it is the last time. Now, isn't this amazing? John is teaching the truth here. He believes that they're in the very end of time. And so he's telling them there are many anti-Messiahs. And yet, 2,000 years later, we're preaching the same message. But because of the numbers of time, we know numbers are complete numbers, so and we're in the number 7. Actually, we're in the number 8. So we've come through all the numbers. And so we know that we're in the last time. Verse 19, they went out from us because they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. That they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. So here's John talking to the Gentiles here. He's saying, there were those that came in unto us, but they went out because they were really not of us. Because they were bloodline, genealogically, they were not connected to the 12 tribes of Israel. That's the reason why they went out. But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know the truth, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Yeshua is the Messiah? He is the anti-Messiah that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledges the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which you have heard from the beginning. If that which you have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, you also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is a promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is of the truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Okay. That's the end of chapter 2. Let's go into chapter 3. Expressions of love. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of Yahweh. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, are we the sons of Yahweh, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. You purify yourself as you know the Savior is pure. If you have this hope in you. So it tells you, it tells us to purify ourselves. We have that ability within us, when we call upon Yahweh to enlighten us and to show us how to do it all right. But we have the ability, we have the gift that he gave us from our birth. Whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the law, for sin is a transgression of the law. And you know that he was manifest to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of the Yahweh was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, what does it mean? He that committeth sin is of the devil. So if you know what the truth is, and you sin willfully, says there in Hebrew, then every minute no more sacrifice for sin. So John is talking to these Gentiles here. He's talking about these members of the house of Israel that has joined the house of Israel, of these Gentiles. But he didn't just say, you, Gentiles. He's talking about anyone. Hebrews and Gentiles. Anybody that comes into the kingdom, accepts the truth, got his sins all forgiven and blotted out. And then he said, if he commits sin after that, he's of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. Okay, so now we got that word beginning there. For this purpose, the Son of Yahweh was manifested, he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of Yahweh doth not commit sin. Okay. So now, if you're born of Yahweh, what does it mean to be born of Yahweh? It means, like Yahshua told Nicodemus there in John's, the book of John, chapter 3, he says that about you must be born again of the water and the Spirit. And so, let's go read it. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. That's in John 3, verse 1. It says, the same came unto Yahshua by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from Yahweh, for no man can do these miracles that thou dost except Yahweh be with him. Yahshua answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of Yahweh. You got to be born again to see the kingdom of Yahweh. Then it says, Nicodemus says unto him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time in the mother's womb and be born? Yahshua answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of Yahweh. So, apparently, we have been born of the water and the Spirit because we are in the kingdom of Yahweh right today. Okay, by simple faith, we make these steps. On this here road unto the kingdom. We start out back there, and we start out as sinners. We start out as sinners because we don't know how to be righteous until we become born again. We just don't know how. We're not righteous until we become born again. That's the reason why John is telling these little children, he says, all right, let's go back to 1 John chapter 3, verse 9. Whosoever is born of the Father doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. And he cannot sin because he is born of the Father. Okay, so when Nicodemus understood how to be born again, what constitutes being born again, then he accepted the Savior. And he wanted to be born again, and so he was born again right very night that he sought out Yahshua at night time. And he learned what it constitutes being born again, and he accepted that truth, and he became born again instantly that night. And so he entered into the kingdom of heaven that night. Nicodemus was not in the kingdom until he sought out Yahshua, and Yahshua told him in John 3, verse 6, he said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. Okay. He said, don't marvel at that. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Okay. So that's pretty inclusive there of things known and unknown. As Yeshua said, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. You don't know who's out there. You walk among men all over, hundreds and thousands of them. You don't know who are candidates to be born of the Spirit. They like to win. They come and they go. Okay. So now we go back to 1 John chapter 3, verse 10. And this, the children of Yahweh are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of the Father, neither he that loveth not his brother. Okay. So, we found out a whole lot down in Kermit by this one aspect when the truth is proven out, that there was a tremendous hatred there in our congregation. And so the truth came out, because it separated and destroyed and got rid of the root of bitterness out of the kingdom. For we were in the kingdom of heaven by faith, by accepting it by faith. We were in the kingdom of heaven at Kermit. For 33 and a half years, we were in the kingdom of heaven. But there was a root of bitterness there that was leavening the whole lump. And so it just couldn't have... Yahshua had to come and take matters into his own hands and get rid of that root of bitterness. Once he got rid of it, then he delivered the kingdom to a higher plan. Okay. Verse 11. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. So this is a message that we heard from the beginning. You should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one. Do you think Cain loved his brother, Abel? Abel didn't do anything to him to cause him to hate him. Abel was just being obedient to the commandments of Yahweh that was required of him. He understood them. He accepted them. Abel was born again. When Abel accepted the sacrificial system of the animal, he was born again, because he did that because he was born again. So it says, not as Cain was, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother, and wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. Okay, we have that root of bitterness and contention going on in Washington, D.C. today, District of Columbia. And there's a lot to be understood there about the forces of good and evil, but it's being played out all over the world and all governments of the earth. You have the force of good and evil striving for the mastery to govern each nation. You've got it in Jerusalem, Israel. You got it in Washington, D.C. You got it in Moscow, Russia. You got it in London. You got it in the Vatican. You got it in China. You got it all over every nation of the world. You have a government of forces of good and evil working against each other. Fortunately, the good is going to win out. That's what we got going on here in the United States. It says, verse 13, 1 John chapter 3. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you, we know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in the death. Verse 15, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. and you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding him. That was proved out with Cain and Abel. Cain hated his brother, and there's only one thing that he would do to get rid of that brother that he hated. He couldn't abide with him anymore, live with him in the same household, so he slew him. Okay. Hereby perceive we the love of the Father, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of Yahweh in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in the truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, Yahweh is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemns us not, then have we a confidence toward the Yahweh. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Verse 23, and this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of the Son of Yahshua Messiah. That we should believe on that name and love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. Now let's read that verse 24 again. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given unto us. Discerning false teachers. Okay, let's start with chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of Yahweh, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of Yahweh. Every spirit that confesses that Yahshua Messiah has come in the flesh is of the Father. And every spirit that confesses not that Yahshua has come in the flesh is not of the Father. And this is that spirit of the anti-Messiah, whereof you have heard that it should come. And even now already is it in the world. You are of the Father, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of the Father. He that knoweth Yahweh heareth us. He that is not of the Father heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of the truth and the spirit of error. Isn't this wonderful? Now, John is telling these Gentiles. Man, he's telling them. He says, we. He always includes them. We know better. We know this. We know that. But the wicked don't know it. Alright, Yahweh is love, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of the Father. And everyone that loveth is born of Yahweh and knoweth Yahweh. He that loveth not knoweth not Yahweh, for Yahweh is love. In this was manifested the love of the Father toward us. Because that Yahweh sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is a love, not that we love the Father, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if Yahweh so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Okay, no man has seen Yahweh at any time. If we love one another, Yahweh dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Yahshua is the Son of Yahweh, Yahweh dwelleth in him, and he in the Father. And we have known and believed the love that Yahweh hath unto us. For Yahweh is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in Yahweh, and Yahweh in him. Herein is our love made perfect. See, our love is made perfect. That we may have boldness in the day of the judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in the love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. A man say, I love the Father, and hateth his brother, he is a liar, for he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love Yahweh, whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth Yahweh love his brother also. Okay, let's continue on here. 1 John chapter 5. Overcoming the world. This is what we're all striving for. Those that are in the kingdom, Heavenly Father, will preserve us and save us. If we heed all these things that we have just heard and read, and if we abide in his love, then we also have love for our brother. Whosoever believeth that Yahshua is the Messiah is born of the Father. And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of Yahweh when we love Yahweh and keep his commandment. For this is the love of Yahweh, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of the Father overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith in the plan of the salvation through the blood of the everlasting covenant that his Son represents. It's called the faith in the blood of the Yahshua. Okay, so it says in verse 5, who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Yahshua is the Son of the Yahweh. This is he that came by the water and blood, even Yahshua, Messiah, not by the water only, but by the water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is in the truth. For there are three that beareth record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three are agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of Yahweh is greater, for this is the witness of Yahweh which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of Yahweh hath the witness in himself, and he that believeth not Yahweh hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that Yahweh gave of his Son. And this is the record that Yahweh hath given unto us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. So he has given unto us eternal life, and it's in his Son. So if we accept the Son, then we have the Father. And if we walk in all of his commandments and statutes, we are made perfect by that. And that's how we have eternal life. Now, it don't get much simpler than that. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of the Yahweh hath not life. Alright. Christian assurances. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of Yahweh, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of Yahweh. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according unto his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life. For them that sin not unto death, there is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of the Father sinneth not, but he that is begotten of Yahweh keepeth himself, and that wicked one touches him not. And we know that we are of Yahweh, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of Yahweh is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Yahshua Messiah. This is the true Yahweh and eternal life. This is the true Father and eternal life. Now that eternal life is mentioned at least three times here in 1 John chapter 5. That's the first time that, and then in John 17:3 it says, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true Yahweh, and Yahshua Messiah, him that has sent. That goes with this eternal life as well. The book of John 17:3. Alright, let's look at the cross references here on this eternal life. And then what is John tell these Gentiles, and there was also Hebrew Israelites there in the congregation as well. They just wasn't just Gentiles by themselves and John. They were also other Hebrew Israelites in the congregation. So 1 John chapter 5, the last verse, he says, little children, keep yourself from idols. Okay. So we need to do a study on idols. And my wife has done a compilation on idolatry. It's a very good book on that. We might just take and read that whole tract that she compiled on idols and idolatry. There's a lot of good information there. All right, now that's the end of the first book of John. Let's go into the second epistle of John. Second John was written by John, an apostle of Yeshua, between A.D. about 85 and A.D. 90. Second John begins with an admonition to love one another and obey the commandments of the Yeshua. What does it say in John 15:10? If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. He's talking to the disciple. As I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So it says this is followed by a warning against false teachers and doctrines. It says, obey the commandments of Yahshua. Alright? So it says, of love, obedience, and truth. 2 John chapter 1, verse 1. The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all they that have known the truth. He gets right to the point here, you see. Has known the truth. for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us, and shall be with us forever. Okay, grace be with you, mercy and peace from Yahweh the Father and from Yeshua Messiah, the Son of the Father, in the truth and love. I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in the truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. And now I beseech thee, Lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is the love, that we walk after his commandments. John 15:10 again comes into play here. Yahshua says, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Let's continue, verse 6. This is the commandment, that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Yahshua Messiah is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an anti-Messiah. So he says, many deceivers who confess it not that Yahshua came to this earth in the flesh. So who were those deceivers? Those were the Pharisees, Sadducees. They were the scribes of the law, interpreters of the law. Look to yourself, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of the Yahshua hath not the Father. So what is that doctrine? It's another word, a synonym, that goes with the word teaching of the Yahshua. He that abideth in the doctrine or teachings of the Yahshua, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine or the teaching that Yahshua is come in the flesh, and that we're saved through the blood, through his blood, we're redeemed by his blood, we have remission of sins by his blood, we have a sprinkling of the blood for our remission, receive him not unto your house, neither bid him Yahweh speak. Okay, for he that biddeth him Yahweh speed is partaker of his evil deeds. Having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. The children of thy elect sister greet thee. Hallelujah. Alright, that's the end of 2 John. Let's go into 3 John. 3 John was written by John, an apostle of Yahshua, between AD 85 and 90. This letter commends Gaius for his treatment of the teachers. John has sent to the churches and condemns Diotrephes, who has asserted his authority in the congregation by rejecting these same teachers. Walk in the truth, verse 1. The elder, unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to the strangers, which I have borne witness of thy charity before the congregation, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a righteous sort, thou shalt do well, because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such, that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. I wrote unto the congregation, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds, which he doeth prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casts them out of the congregation, of his congregation. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of the Yahweh, but he that doeth evil hath not seen the Yahweh. Demetrius hath good report of all men and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also bear record. And you know that our record is true. I have many things to write, but I will not with ink and pen write unto thee. But I trust I shall shortly see thee, and we shall speak face to face. Peace be to thee. Our friends salute thee. Greet the friends by the name. That ends the three epistles of John. Our next will be Jude, and that is only also one chapter. And then we go into the Revelation for our next study. This brings into our study this hour. Contact us at the 11th hour call. That's number 11. Click on our audio archive. We're going to close this service now with a song.
Face to face with Yahshua, Savior. Face to face from Eretti. When with a rapture I behold him, Yahshua, who is God for me. Face to face I shall behold him, beyond the starry star. Face to face in all his glory, I shall see him by and by. Only faintly now I see him, with the darkened veil between. But the blessed day is coming, his glory shall be seen. Face to face I shall behold him, beyond the starry star. Face to face in all his glory, I shall see him far and far. What a rejoicing in his presence, when our bodies breathe in pain, when the crooked ways are straightened, and the dark things shall be plain. Face to face I shall behold him, beyond the starry star. Face to face in all his glory, I shall see him by and by. Face to face, oh blissful moment, face to face to see and know, face to face with my Redeemer, Yahshua, who loves me so. Face to face I shall behold him, beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all his glory,